The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 a.m. in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA. That's a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and satellite offices in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. He is busy. We are here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow morning's blog topic, as a matter of fact, out of sight does not mean out of mind. Your duty to inspect your unit, even if you leave Florida for the summer. Hot topic, no pun intended, this time of year for sure. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE on our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Well, last week we had a great show. Eric put it together. Yeah. We had Oscar Alvarez, the Director of Contractors Certification, Doug Wise, the Director of Building, Ramsey Buckley, the Director of Code Enforcement, and Jeremy Dennis, Field Investigator, Planning and Zoning and Building Department, all from Palm Beach County as our guests.
Yeah, those guys were a lot of fun, actually. And thank you again to all those gentlemen from Palm Beach County who showed up on Father's Day, no less.
Yes.
And we really learned a lot about pulling permits, the new fire sprinkler requirements. And let me tell you, that is going to be an incredibly important issue over the next few months. A lot of debate is going to go on about that. A lot of questions, at least in a lot of people's minds, remain unanswered. And it's going to cost some associations six, seven figures to come into compliance with that new law. So everybody better get ready. And it was great for them to teach us what that new law actually is going to require. They taught us about pool safety last week and a lot more, and we're certainly going to have them back for sure, especially if we ever find that a hurricane is coming our way or has actually already hit. And again, by the way, as we get closer to that December 31st deadline, like I said, that fire sprinkler requirement in buildings that are 75 feet or higher, it's going to become a bigger and bigger story. And unfortunately, there's still some associations out there that are sitting on their hands. You know the old story, Karen. They're going to blow the deadline.
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, okay, what do I do now? I don't want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on fire sprinklers. And I'm going to have to tell them too late.
Yeah.
So, again, buildings that don't have sprinklers, you're going to be required to install them unless you opt out. And if you blow that deadline, get ready to spend a lot of money.
Buku bucks. But
yeah,
it might be money well spent, right?
Yeah, and that's true. You know, I can tell you that the firemen and the policemen don't want condos opting out of that fire sprinkler requirement, because it's my understanding, based upon a conversation I had with the assistant fire chief here in Hollywood, that, believe it or not, not a single person has ever died in a fire in the state of Florida where that building had a sprinkler system.
Amazing.
Again, I'm going to repeat that. You know, not a single person ever died in Florida where a building had a sprinkler system. But, you know, in the interest of saving money, no doubt that more associations are going to opt out rather than install the sprinklers. That's the bottom line. But, you know, we'll see how that goes, and certainly we're going to have more shows dedicated to that as we get closer to that December 31st deadline, and we'll have some experts on the show as well. But for today, let's move on. Again, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. But let's move on and talk about some really good work, I got to tell you, that the Miami Herald has been doing lately, uncovering fraud in our condominiums. Hey, Karen, you hear there's some fraud going on in some condominiums. Did
I
you
am
hear about that?
Shocked.
Aren't you shocked? Right, yeah. And, you know, one writer for the Herald almost seemed amazed that there are apparently ballots being cast in elections with fake signatures.
Imagine that.
Imagine that in some condos, listen, there's a voter turnout exceeds 100%.
How do do that?
It's dead people voting now. It's amazing.
It defies math.
Right, it's like Chicago. All right, now, you know, to the Miami Herald, this might actually seem like, you know, like a big deal. You know, they may feel like they uncovered something here that nobody really knew about until they exposed it. But, you know, to those who actually live in community associations across our state, you know, a lot of people must be thinking, so what took you so long to wake up and write about it?
Yeah. And, I mean, haven't you had some crazy voter fraud cases in Miami as well?
Yeah, we certainly did. I've had some crazy cases in Miami, not just Miami, but we can focus on Miami for a second. In one case involving a condo called International Park, an arbitrator actually agreed with me and entered an order which voided a condo election because it became abundantly clear that the community association manager, again, this is someone who's licensed, went through backgrounds check, you know, the whole deal. This community association manager, we proved, deliberately threw the election in favor of her friends and the incumbents. And
hey, sounds like the national general election.
Right, yeah. And my clients and their friends weren't even sent ballots in the mail to actually vote. And while they were campaigning, just to tell you how vicious it can get, while they were campaigning, they were threatened with violence. And one client actually woke up in the morning and their car had been blown up overnight. Yeah, true story.
Wow.
That's what goes on in Miami.
Oh my God.
And in another case, I was actually lucky, and this was in Aventura, I remember. I was lucky to get a judge to enter an order allowing my process server to, and I was there at the time, it was funny, to bang on the door of the association's president. I'll never forget, it was like at midnight, the president came to the door in his bathrobe, and his wife started cursing out my process server, why are you banging on my door at midnight? And he had a court order seizing the court ballots, the election ballots. And we were required to turn him into the court. This was at the president's home two nights before the election. So type of crazy stuff.
I would love to see those ballots. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, you had to see the president in his bathrobe. I should have got a picture of that. That was funny.
That was before social media, wasn't it?
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Well, I guess that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, in the last year alone, I know you and I have spoken about several other cases involving both fraud by board presidents and managers.
You know, in the last year alone, and again, this is just one law office, you know, but I've been involved with a president taking money to act like a community association manager, but he didn't bother to get a license. Mm. That's one problem. In another case, a manager was arrested in Hollywood for engaging in an elaborate scheme to steal money from her association. She was smart. She opened up a company that had nearly an identical name to the association's insurance company. So when she was writing checks, it looked like the association was paying their insurance company, when instead they were paying her company.
Unbelievable.
You know, it was amazing. Yeah, the scams and the schemes, they just get smarter and wiser as time goes on. You know, you think you're out fooling them, and no, the crooks know how to outfool you.
I think one guy actually bought a car for himself, but
right, exactly right.
But besides actually stealing money, do board members ever think it's okay for them to not pay any assessments?
And yes, they do. And you know what? We'll talk about that. You know, is it okay for board members just to say, you know what, all right, I'm not going to take any payment for being on the board, but you know what, I'm just not going to pay my assessments. Is that okay? And we'll talk about that after we take our first commercial break. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry. Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. We're taking your phone calls. You know, Eric gives you free advice, so you might as well call him on anything condo or HOA related. It's 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Bob, we see you. We'll be right with you in a second. But if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our show? And you can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state. Get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website are posted on the Condo Craze website and on the email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. I mean, Eric is plugged in. So find out more. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right. How about we go take Bob in Naples? How are you, Bob? Good morning.
Hello.
How are you, Bob?
Oh, I'm fine. I live in an HOA, and I have a retention pond, or they call it lake, behind my house, and there's a 20-foot easement around it. One director was standing there with a contractor, and I was walking that morning, and I stopped about 8 feet from her and listened to her talking. She came over. She told me that it was a private meeting. If I did not leave, she was going to call 911.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I got a letter from the lawyer stating the same thing. I was interfering with association business. Also, I'd like to know, I sent a registered letter to the board for all finances and emails, and they say they're going to refuse me.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, couple of things. So you were walking on a regular easement. You weren't involving yourself in their conversation. You were letting them talk. You weren't bothering them in any way. And they
yes.
were saying, and you got a lawyer's letter saying that you were interfering?
Yes.
So if there was a videotape that surfaced of that particular moment, it wouldn't show you being a pest?
No. No.
Okay.
I was specifically standing away from them for that purpose because I've gotten a letter from the lawyer, for other things with this lady. She says I'm abusive and everything.
Well, that would be pretty difficult for them to prove in court if you actually, you know, kept your distance away from them. I think the lawyer's letter doesn't mean much. And in terms of you sending a letter requesting access to records, you know, I think everybody knows in an HOA you got 10 days to make those records available to you. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't like you, and, you know, that might be pretty apparent, if they don't give you access to those records within 10 days, then you're going to have the right to actually go to pre-suit mediation at first. And if that doesn't settle it, then you're going to have a right to file a lawsuit, and you're going to prevail. You're going to get a judge to give you access to those records. You're going to get a $500 penalty, and you're going to get all your court costs and attorney's fees back.
So does that include arbitration?
This case wouldn't go to arbitration. You're going to wind up going to a court of law. First, pre-suit mediation in an HOA, and then you'd wind up going to actual courthouse. Again, this isn't a condo. In a condo, you'd wind up in arbitration over this type of case. But since you're in an HOA, you're going to court.
Okay, the last time I went for a request, they called me that day 5 minutes before and asked, they couldn't get the records together right away. Can you wait a couple of days? Now, if I did wait, and then they said, oh, that 10 days don't mean anything now. Now, they wait until Monday's the last day. If they call me 5 minutes before and say, come in.
You got to prove, the bottom line is, they did not make those records available to you within that 10-day window. So on that 10th day, I would go there, and I would say, I'm here. Can I see them now? And if the answer is no, then you got yourself a case.
Okay, I can go there, you know, because I'm feeling they put me on a computer before that has Windows 85, and it took like 5 minutes to pull up one email.
Right, right. Well, document what you do. That's the bottom line. Keep an actual diary. So so if you wind up in court, you can actually show a judge, I went there, I made the request on this date, they received it on this date, I went there on this date, and you can show how you were deprived of the right of access. All right, Bob?
Okay, thank you.
Right,
I'll see you Wednesday at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, God, didn't even know we had an appointment. Look forward to it, Bob.
No.
Okay,
right.
Thank you very much.
All right, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. Before we went to the first break, we were talking about the pretty big expose that the Miami Herald continues to write upon involving condo fraud. Haven't focused on HOA fraud yet, but it's getting a lot of attention, and you'll see why in a moment.
They didn't interview you, though?
No. Well, we did get an email from the Herald saying that they want to start using us as like the go-to guy for a lot of this. Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting to see just how far they're going to take it. It seems like, quite frankly, the Herald is on a mission to keep uncovering this.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's something good to see, actually. But we were talking about whether or not, you know, condo members or board members can say, you know what, I'm not going to get paid. But what I'll do is I'm just not going to pay assessments or something along that nature. You know,
they're off the board, right, after 90 days.
Yeah, well, bingo, Karen, exactly. You know, and I've had situations where board members thought that was okay, you know, not to pay assessments because that really didn't count in their eyes as getting paid. I wasn't getting paid. I was just not paying assessments. And they're wrong, I can tell you, just like you said, Karen. And after 90 days they don't pay, they're off the board. And I've had other cases where directors deliberately put the financial hurt on members of the community by passing massive illegal special assessments, knowing that the owners can't pay and it can wind up in foreclosure. And there's other cases that have made the news because a director fed their gambling or drug problem with the monthly assessments instead of paying the condo dues.
Oh,
and, you know, as we talk about for now 7 years on the show, this can go on and on and on.
Well, so what does the Miami Herald and you, what do you suggest about being done about all this?
Well, the Herald article concludes by saying that Miami-Dade State Attorney, you know, Catherine Fernandez-Rundle,
yes,
she can and she should impanel, they want to see a grand jury to focus on condo association abuse, and that the state should also exercise some stricter supervision.
I mean, do you think that's the way to go, you personally, to impanel a grand jury to investigate condo fraud?
No, I don't think you have to impanel a grand jury because, you know, what's a grand jury going to find that hasn't been found already? You know, why spend all that money impaneling a grand jury to hear stories that everybody really has now heard a million times before? You know, let's think about it. What grand jury meets, they convene over a month or two, and they come back with a report. What would that report say? You know, the report could say something like, grand jury finds voting and financial fraud and director self-dealing a problem in many of our community associations, right? That's
surprise.
What they would find. That's about as helpful as saying, grand jury finds it's hot in Miami in July, right? I mean, come on, what are they going to find? Tell us something we don't know.
All right, so how would Eric fix this mess?
You know, maybe instead of impaneling a grand jury, you know, for probably a lot less money, how about training a few detectives on how to investigate these financial crimes? You know, a lot of police forces, they're not very familiar in investigating these types of, really a lot of it is white collar crime.
Right.
You know, of course, all our police forces are wonderful in doing a great job solving murders, rapes, robberies, you know, etc. But there's not, at least the way I see it, there's not a lot of time and money spent on investigating or even training the police departments to uncover economic crimes, fraudulent crimes. And you know, sometimes what's worse, the kid that rips off, you know, somebody's pocketbook that contains $20 in it, or someone who creates an elaborate scheme and steals $1 million from a condo? So you would think some of the investigation or the funds out there should be spent towards training investigators, training police officers, and how to solve some economic crimes. A lot more resources should be devoted that way.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. And I see that the Herald also recommends that the state should exercise stricter supervision.
Yeah, I think we kind of spoke about that on this show a million times, right?
Yeah,
DBPR. You know, we've been fighting for the DBPR to help those who live in HOAs, as you know, for how long. But instead, the Florida legislature shot that down again this year and didn't pass a single bill, believe it or not. With everything we just mentioned this morning, the Florida legislature didn't pass a single bill related to community association law. Not one. Now, I guess, you know, to the Florida legislature, all seems to be well in condo and HOA land, but, you know, the Miami Herald seems to vehemently disagree, and I would bet that a lot of our listeners vehemently disagree as well. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And so has Dade County taken any steps to get this thing going since the Herald wrote the article?
Yeah, last Tuesday, actually, there was a police initiative to create a network. And this is where, again, what I thought would be the smart thing to do. Create a network, a police network, specialized in the fight against fraud in Miami-Dade condos. And it was approved by the county commission. And it's a proposal to create a network between different police departments in Miami-Dade. And it was approved by unanimous vote of 13 commissioners. I think it's great.
Yeah, and it's great that the Herald did the expose on condo fraud, but I guess our listeners from HOAs are saying, wait a minute, what about us?
Yeah, and we'll talk about what about us. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. John and Dania, I see you're on hold. Hang on, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak to our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations. We are a clear leader in the marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about Mack, Mack & Waltz and how they can save you money and improve insurance programs, call 954-640-6225. Ask Greg Waltz, one of the owners, at extension 141 or extension 149. Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group, let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, and we are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Talking about fraud and misuse of funds in condos and HOAs. The number again, 877-850-8585.
Hey guys, remember, just download our Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. When you download it, you get a lot of things now at the touch of a button, access to all the Florida laws governing community associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops. You can listen to our past Condo Craze show instantly at the touch of a button. Go directly to our show's website, see who our sponsors are, and click on their links. Go to directly to the website for Glazer & Associates and find out more about our law firm. Instantly send us questions and comments live when we're on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars, by the way, Karen. We started making the schedule for the upcoming months. We're going to start it off in September.
Okay.
October is going to be wild. We have a very, very busy schedule
coming
up. I'm
sure you do.
Let's put it that way. We'll be all over the state, and we'll start announcing it probably in about a week or so. You can also read all of our blog articles that we publish online every Monday morning, and it's all in one easy-to-use Condo Craze and HOA's app for your iPhone or Android device. Download it. Let us know what you think. And how about we go to John in Dania? How are you, John?
Good morning, Eric. Great show as usual. Hey, just a quick question. I'm about to make a written request for an official records request at my homeowners association.
Yes.
Because we know that they've been taking votes over email and so on and so forth. Now, part of those records that I'm going to request, I want delinquency records, which are written records of the association, because we have quite a bit of that here. Now, is there any reason or any circumstance under which they could refuse me those delinquency records?
No, they can't. You know, and this is an interesting topic when we do our seminars. You know, I'll throw the question out to the audience, and I'll say, in a condo, let's say someone walks into the office and makes a request for access to records, and they want the account ledgers for all the members of the board of directors. That person walks in and says, I don't believe any board member pays their dues each month. Give me all of their account ledgers. Is that person entitled to them? And a lot of people really don't know the answer to it. There, you know, I try to take a survey, and people don't know how to answer. And the bottom line is a lot of them are surprised to learn ledgers are not a secret in an association, whether if it's a condo or an HOA, and anybody can see anybody else's ledger. So, no, they cannot prohibit you from seeing it. You make a records request, they have 10 days to allow you access to it, period. You have a right to see who's paying and who's not paying.
Fantastic. Okay, just as a follow-up, we have a management company, so I'm going to send my request to the management company, return receipt requested. I'm also going to email them and send regular mail. Then to each of the individual board members that I have addresses for. And I'm also going to send it to the board members, each of them individually, to the our official address.
Well, that's a little that's overkill. I think if you send it to the management company, you're fine. You don't need to send it to
all the board members. My concern, Eric, is this, and is that the management company will turn over what they have. But if I don't go to the board members themselves, there's emails that have gone from board member to management company and back and forth. And if I don't ask for those from the board members, I highly doubt there's going to be a lot of things that are going to end up missing.
Well, again, you didn't mention emails. Emails are a whole other issue. Emails may or may not be discoverable by you. There's a whole line of case law that says emails by and between and amongst directors and only the directors are not discoverable. You don't get to see any of that if it only winds up on their individual email accounts. However, if there's an account set up for, let's say, the association specifically, like, you know, whatever the name of the condo is, you know, .com, and it winds up on that account, you know, at Comcast.net, let's say, then yes, right. that would be an email that is discoverable. But it's just, if it's 3-4 members of a board and they're emailing each other all day long about condo business, and it's not winding up, like, you know, with the manager involved or with a specific account that the association pays for, you don't get to see any of it. Emails are hidden.
Well, okay. And I appreciate that. And I'm gonna request all those things, like I just said, because they don't have a clue as to what the law is, and we'll see what comes out of it.
All right. Wish you luck, John.
Thank you so much,
Eric. Okay. All right. Okay. How about we go to Paul in Miami? How are you, Paul?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm looking to buy a condo down in Florida, in Miami here, and the place we're looking at has new management within the last year, and they are currently under bankruptcy. So I was wondering what steps should I take if I want to proceed to buy one, or should I just completely avoid this place totally?
What, you might want to think about avoiding Florida. I don't know. What do you think, Karen? I mean,
doesn't sound good. Paul.
It does not sound good. How do you know the management company is in bankruptcy? Because, oh, and by the way, where is this?
It's in Aventura.
In Aventura, and the management company is in bankruptcy. It's funny because
I don't know if it's the management company or it's the condo itself. I think it's the condo itself.
All right. What condo were we talking about?
Jade Wynn?
Yeah, Jade Wynn. Okay, yes. Jade Wynn's is in bankruptcy. That's exactly right. And I can tell you, why do I know that? Because I represent someone who has a major lawsuit or had a major lawsuit against Jade Wynn's that we successfully settled about 2 weeks ago in the bankruptcy court. We have bankruptcy court permission. It worked out pretty well. But I can tell you right now, you know, you may want to do some more due diligence. That's all I can tell you. I'm not looking to kill a deal or suggest that you buy or don't buy. But, yes, I think you have a legitimate right to be concerned when an association is in bankruptcy, potentially about what you're getting into. I don't know. I can't tell you for one way or another whether or not there's going to be special assessments that are necessary. There's all kinds of allegations. This was an interesting case, Karen. You know, another case of potential fraud, where you had police officers who were in charge of this particular board of directors,
yeah,
who suddenly were able to buy a $700,000 house in Boca Raton,
amazing,
and left the community. Now, you know, I'm not saying it's been proven that they took the money, but I think it was Bob Norman who did the report that said, boy,
right.
How did this happen? There was God knows how much money missing from this association.
That's why there's new management.
The management company who was there originally was now fired. There's all kinds of potential lawsuits that may emanate out of it, out of that bankruptcy case. All I can tell you is I don't know if you're under contract, if you're not under contract, but that is a community. The only thing I will confirm is that is a community that absolutely still is under the jurisdiction of the bankruptcy court. No two ways about it. Okay? So I think you may want to get an attorney. Talk to your attorney, see if you're still under contract, see what your options are. But it's still in bankruptcy. It may be in the on the way towards resolving itself. But before I sign on the dotted line, I'd want to know a little more. Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right, how about we go to Steve in Hollywood. How are you, Steve?
Good. I got a couple of questions about the approval process. Can a board of directors pass an amendment to the, to the book, the declaration, where they're not going to sell to someone who's been convicted of a felony?
Okay. When you say can the board pass an amendment, the board...
Not the board, the members, the owners.
Yes. So let's say the members of the community want to have stricter regulations in terms of who gets to move in, and nothing currently exists. There's nothing preventing the unit owners from getting together and trying to amend their governing documents to have certain minimum restrictions in place so that when someone buys, for example, their credit score has to be at least a certain amount. They can't have any evidence of prior felony convictions. They can't move in if they would automatically violate any of the current rules and regulations. They can't move in if there's a history of prior foreclosures or evictions. Yes, and that's done in probably a majority of the associations here in Florida.
Okay. It
happens all the time.
And then I read that article about the $100. What if an association charges, let's say, $400? What can you do, and can you do anything when they say we can do what we want?
All right, so you opened up Pandora's box there about where we were going to eventually go. So Steve is talking about another story that the Miami Herald did, and they actually did a great job on this too, and we were contacted by them as well on this. And the story was about, and we'll try to paraphrase it. Basically, when a someone wants to buy into a condo here in Florida, and they have to go through a screening process, the law makes it very clear that the only thing that they can be charged is $100 per applicant, and a husband and wife is considered one applicant, so only $100, right? We're hearing stories, and the Herald did an investigation, and they're finding almost every condo is violating that rule. So, but they're saying, well, it's not a transfer fee. We're calling it an application fee. We're calling it a screening fee. We're calling it a background check fee. They give it all these BS different names, but the bottom line is it's still, if it's over $100, it's an illegal transfer fee. Okay? And I can tell you that as a result of that article, there's going to be even class action lawsuits filed. It's coming up that are going to be filed against management companies, and they're going to be filed against a mass of associations. So you're asking me what should happen if someone, an association approaches you and wants more than the 100. Tell them that by law they're only allowed to charge you $100. And is it something you have to take up with the Herald or an attorney? And I think you might see them back down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay.
And my condo charged me $75.
All right. Yeah, it's $75. Right.
$75.
And, you know, but a lot of management companies and our associations. Well,
sorry.
Well, I got hung up on by myself. That's pretty bad. That's terrible. All right. Anyway, let's do this. Let's take a break. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Phones are lighting up. That's
great.
They
are, yes.
877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. If
your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call Service Master Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL in Fort Lauderdale and 1080 AM in Central Florida and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, I see we have Richard somewhere in Florida. You there, Richard?
Yes. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Where are you calling from, Richard?
I'm calling from Aventura.
Okay, how can we help?
Yes, about elections, how can the unit owners conduct an election if they don't have access to mailing addresses or phone numbers of unit owners? How do you do an audit?
Well, you mean audit the election, or are you saying actually do election? Because the unit owners don't conduct the election. So I'm a little. How can you audit the election? Okay, so after an association conducts its election, all of those official records of the association, they're required to be held for 1 year. All of the voting materials. So you can go in, and you can ask for a copy of all the exterior ballots, right? You can get copies of all of that and inspect them. You can get copies of the actual ballot forms themselves. And you can see for yourselves how everybody voted.
Right, but how do I make sure that they actually voted? I mean, I need to confirm with the unit owner, ask them personally, send them a letter.
Are you suggesting that it's possible that there's a vote cast for somebody from, let's say, a particular unit, but you don't believe that unit actually voted in the election?
Yes, isn't that part of the audit? Make sure the votes are valid.
Yeah, I'm laughing because we were going to actually spend time on that later on in the show, actually, and I can tell you that yes, it's something that a lot of condos and HOAs complain about. A lot of boards, especially in some of the older buildings, you get to learn over the years who's probably not going to participate in the election, who hasn't voted in 20 years. So you have, unfortunately, people who suddenly realize who those people are and fill out ballots with their names on the exterior envelopes. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you can do, here's what you can do. And mind you, you have a very limited time frame in order to get this accomplished because challenges to an election have to take place within 60 days of that election. So you can go and you can get what's called a unit owner roster, right? Ask for a copy of the roster, and you get everybody's name and you get everybody's mailing address. You can then, you know, send them something that says, okay, did you vote in the election? Yes or no, and if they tell you no, but there's a ballot cast, well, you may have now a legitimate shot to file an arbitration action against the association and challenge the election results. You get enough people to say that they didn't vote, yet somehow there are ballots cast in their name, yeah, the arbitrator is going to declare that election null and void. But you got a very short 60-day window to get that accomplished.
So within that 60-day window, you do have access to not the roster, but rather their mailing address.
Yes.
Of them don't live here.
Yeah, you want to absolutely, whatever addresses that they sent it to, yes, you have a right to find out exactly where it was sent. You have a right to get copies of the exterior envelopes. You have a right to get copies of the actual ballots themselves. And if you can put together proof that people who allegedly voted obviously didn't vote, and you can get affidavits from them that say, I didn't cast a vote, you have a 60-day window from the time that election took place to file an arbitration action. And I can tell you, I've been involved in cases like that, and the arbitrator will enter an order that basically says, even if it's just a few, the arbitrator will say there's so much, even that few permeates the whole election, and therefore we're going to declare it invalid and we're going to order a new election.
So this
okay.
Is the only time window when you have access to personal information from
No, you always have the access. You have 1 year to get the records, but the problem is if you don't act within 60 days of the election, you're done. You have
well,
six
I understand that, but I'm talking about the personal information from the owners because they won't give me the mailing addresses.
Well, then you can
time because
then,
it stays protected by the law.
Well, then you can file an arbitration action to get them because they have to give you that information. Okay, you want to look at Florida Statute 718.111, subsection 12. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for the call. All right, how about we go to Renee in Miami?
Hi, how are you today?
Okay, how can I help you, Renee?
You just talked to a caller about the Jade Winds situation.
Yeah, first, where in New York are you from?
Me? I live in Long Island, but
we bought
a condo here.
Okay, gotcha. I heard that accent, so I had to ask, that's all.
I thought you saw the number. Anyway, I have a couple of questions. When you were talking about what to look out for, what exactly do you mean by what to look out for?
You're saying, what are you talking about the Jade Winds situation specifically?
Yeah, the bankruptcy.
Well, right now it's in bankruptcy, and there are potential issues that remain unresolved. At the moment, there's a plan that's been filed with the bankruptcy court that the bankruptcy court first has to approve. And when you say about potential issues, I have no idea at this point if assessments are going to go up or down. I have no idea if there's going to be special assessments to cure some of the financial woes that the association had, if there's going to be settlements with creditors or not. And just I'd want to get a copy of and do some research before I was buying as to what's going on the bankruptcy court first before I committed myself one way or the other. That's all I'm suggesting.
Okay. And when you say, what exactly would you think that I would look out for? Like, when we talk about bankruptcy, we talking about, a management going bankrupt. Or
no, we're not talking about a management. There's confusion there. We're not talking about a management company filing for bankruptcy. What happened here is we had an association that actually filed bankruptcy, which is very rare. I mean, think of how many thousands and thousands of associations we have in the state of Florida, and literally less than a handful file bankruptcy each year. I mean, it's very, very few and far between. So it's so unique that, again, before I would buy somewhere, I'm not saying not to buy, but I'd want to do some due diligence and find out what's going on and how would this bankruptcy going to affect me, if at all. That's all I'm suggesting.
Right, I appreciate it, but when we talk about bankruptcy and an association, potentially it would just mean assessments. It can't mean, like, condemning the buildings or throwing us out. Is that, would that,
Like I said, it could mean that, but it could mean that it could mean many things. For example, it could mean, and I'm not saying this is the case here.
Right.
Suppose that the entire condominium association is under massive disrepair, and you need to make massive repairs to bring the place up to code or to bring it up to safety, and the funds just don't exist. You know, I don't know what a bankruptcy court can do. It could wind up having to pass special assessments against the unit owners. You know, if a place is dangerous, there's not much that a bankruptcy court can do. They can't snap their fingers and suddenly make the place safe without having these repairs made. So, again, I'd want to know what I'm getting into is what I'm suggesting.
Okay, and my last question is, you said you represented somebody that had filed, I guess,
Right. We represented a creditor who was actually, you can consider them a unit owner slash creditor in that bankruptcy court proceeding, correct?
And now it's resolved, or
right.
Part
yeah.
A is resolved.
And that particular claim has been resolved with the association, correct? Okay?
Right.
But again, you got to know what you're getting into before you sign on the dotted line. That's all we're suggesting. Okay?
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your help.
You got it. Thank you, Renee. All right, let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour, taking your calls in the few minutes we got left. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs, and if you'd like to make a quick call, we have Sam on the line, so I won't even give out the number because, Eric, you're very busy. We did have one caller who wanted to know if the application fee is also relevant in an HOA.
No, that's an excellent question. Yeah, it's not, because the bottom line is the statute does not say anything about how much an HOA can charge. So, you know, go figure. So HOA people can get ripped off, you know?
Oh, wow.
What else is new? Yeah, there's nothing in the statute that protects people moving into an HOA. So
you
got to check what it says in their governing documents.
Okay.
What do we got? About a minute left for Sam, right?
Yeah.
How are you, Sam?
Hello.
Hope you're a fast talker, Sam.
Yeah, well, my niece owns a condo apartment, and she wants me and my wife, her aunt and uncle, to move in with her. Now, the management company wants me to fill out a application like I'm a renter and check my credit report and go through everything and pay two checks. Is this legal? Because I'm not paying anything. I'm just moving in with my niece.
Yeah, but it certainly may be, and it depends what the governing documents of the association say. It may say that they have a right to screen and approve all potential occupants, and if that's the case, then yes, you have a right to actually, you have the obligation to actually go through that screening process. Since you're not going to be an owner of the unit, right?
No, I'm not even going to be a renter.
Okay, gotcha.
He's going to pay all the bills.
Okay, so in the 10 seconds we got left, like I said, we got to look at the governing documents. It may say that only owners are subject to a screening requirement, and as a matter of fact, that family members, which include the two of you, can stay there without going through a screening requirement. But the bottom line is we need to check the governing documents. Give us a call in the office tomorrow. Maybe we can help you out. 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, 8554 Condo Craze. Thanks, Sam. All right, so that brings us to the end of another week. Wow, busy phones today.
Very.
That was great. All right, next week, we'll talk about what about us that live in HOAs. We have fraud here, too, believe it or not, and we'll focus on that and a lot of other things. So have a great week, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. See you next Sunday.
All right, bye.